before I proceed, I just want to ask, is there anyone here for the very first time?
Yes.
Oh, would you please introduce yourself? Welcome. Welcome. Yes. All right. And we're also glad to see Yiming back for a while. So we're so glad that in your busy schedule you were able to come out from work. Yes, Yiming. Great to see you back. All right. And also, welcome back from traveling, Irene. Glad to be back. All right. So let us move forward to our scripture reading, which comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11 today. So I'll lead a reading in the English, and then Ray will lead a reading in the Chinese, all right? So here we go. The end of all things is near, therefore be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.
各人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有长大的，就按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，就按着神所赐的力量服侍。叫神在凡事上以一耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远。阿门。
So you join me in the pastoral prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day to come and worship you as a church family. We thank you for your love, grace, and mercy that you show us every day through the intercession of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our high priest in heaven. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is sent to be a helper for those who choose to accept your Son as Lord and Savior. No matter where we are or what we are going through, you are God with us. And we thank you for this church that reminds us of this truth every Sunday.
天父，我们感谢你赐予我们这新的一天，让我们这个教会属灵之家可以同心的来在这里敬拜你。我们感谢你每天借着你儿子耶稣基督的带导，向我们彰显你的恩典、慈爱和怜悯。 耶稣基督是我们在天上的大祭司，我们感谢你差遣圣灵来帮助那些选择接受你儿子为救主的人。无论我们身在何处，无论我们将经历什么，你都是与我们同在的神。我们感谢你设立这间教会，每个主日都提醒我们这个真理。
God, we live in dark times in this chaotic world, as spoken about during last week's message. There's hatred, lies, selfishness, idolatry, anxiety, and many other elements in this darkness. In the darkness is pain and suffering brought on by the sinfulness of the world. Lord, your love is light, and we need your light to shine in this world. Your light came in the form of Jesus Christ, who took on human flesh, to show us the way to the light at the end of the tunnel, which is your love. Your love is how the darkness of sin is defeated.
神啊，正如上周的信息中我们所学到的，我们生活中充满了这个时代的黑暗，在黑暗中充斥着仇恨、谎言、自私、偶像崇拜、焦虑等等。 在这黑暗中充满着属世带来的痛苦和苦难。主啊，你的爱是光，我们需要你这光照亮这个世界。你的光是以耶稣基督的形式降临，他道成肉身，为我们指明了通往隧道尽头那光明的道路，那就是你的爱。你的爱战胜了罪的黑暗。
Lord, I pray for your love in our relationships, our home, our workplace, our social circles, our schools, our neighborhoods, our government, our country, and our world. Lord, we pray that you release any bonds or break down any barriers to anyone showing or receiving your love. Your love is the best blessing anyone could hope for. So I hope that anyone in this world that is looking for your blessing experiences your love and finds thankfulness, joy, and peace.
主啊，我们祈求你的爱充满我们的人际关系、家庭、职场、我们的社交环境、学校、我们的邻里、政府、国家以及整个世界。主啊，我们祈求你去除一切的束缚，打破一切的障碍，让我们能够自由地表达并且接受你的爱。你的爱是人所能盼望的最美好的祝福。我们希望这世上所有寻求你祝福的人都能够体会到你的爱，并能够找到感恩、喜乐和平安。
Heavenly Father, we also pray for the people in our church who have been suffering with illness these past couple of weeks. It seems that the number of people who have been sick is growing, and we ask for your healing hand to be on all of them. May you restore their health to the fullest, giving them the opportunity to serve you and your kingdom.
父啊，我们为教会过去几周饱受疾病折磨的人们祷告。目前正在经历病痛的人数在不断的增加。我们祈求你那医治大能的手抚摸所有生病的人，愿他们能够完全的康复，让我们能够有机会更好的服侍你以及你的国度。
We thank you for the goodness that you have shown this church over the years, the additions of new friends, and the continued growth of people who want to come to faith in Jesus, or others who have been believers but want to take their faith even deeper with you as committed disciples of Jesus. We thank you for the youth that you've brought into this church and pray for their hearts to be turned towards you and away from social media. Help them ask the right questions that will lead them to the gospel message.
天父，我们感谢你多年来一直恩待我们这个教会，不断地给我们增加新的朋友，让更多的人渴望信靠耶稣基督，让一些曾经是基督徒，让他们曾经是基督徒，现在能够更深的信靠你，能够成为主耶稣基督忠心的门徒。我们也感谢主，你将青少年带入我们之间教会，求神帮助他们的心能够转向你，远离社交媒体，也帮助他们能提出正确的问题，也引导他们能够领受福音。
As the church grows, we pray for the needs that grow with it. Lord, we have dedicated Sunday school teachers who have been awesome and faithful in teaching the youth, but we need more helping hands, so may you raise up right teachers in our midst. We ask for more ushers to be part of Sunday morning as they play an important role of welcoming newcomers to the church. As church lunch is a big part of our ministry, we pray for more interest and participation in the ministry. You are the ultimate provider, and so we lay these needs at your feet.
随着教会的成长，我们随之也有需求的增长。主啊，就是求主赐给我们更多忠心的主日学的教师。他们在以往很忠心地教导我们的儿童和青少年，但是我们现在有更多的需求，求主在我们中间兴起更多的合适的主日学教师。我们也祈求有更多的童工愿意参与招待的事工，让他们能够在欢迎家人和朋友加入教会的方面有重要的作用。我们也求神加添我们在午餐事工上的童工， 我们祈求更多的人愿意参加这项事工。主啊，你是我们一切的供给者，我们将这一切需求都交托仰望在你的脚前。
Now, Lord, as I prepare to share from your word this morning, may you give me the wisdom by the power of the Holy Spirit to share the message you have intended for each one of us. We ask the Holy Spirit to also prepare the hearts and minds of everyone here to receive that message with a humble heart and to be open to renewal of their mind so they can be transformed to be more like Jesus. We thank you for who you are and give you the glory only you deserve. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 当牧师准备在今天早晨分享你话语的时候，愿你借着圣灵的大能赐给他智慧，使他能够分享你为我们每个人所预备的信息。我们也祈求圣灵预备在座的每一位的心，使我们都能够谦卑领受，并敞开心扉，更新我们的心思意念，使我们能够不断地被改变，能够更加的像耶稣。我们感谢你，并将一切荣耀赞美都归给你这位配得的独一真神。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Alrighty. Welcome again, everyone.
再次欢迎大家。
In case you came a little bit later, our passage from today is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. So if you want to turn to it, you can.
如果你是刚来呢，请你就是我们今天的经文是彼得前书四章，七到十一节，你可以把你的圣经翻到。
So, what would you do if you knew there was no tomorrow and that Jesus was returning as he said he would? You know, last week's message was about overcoming temptation and living for God in the midst of chaos. That got me thinking about how Christians should respond when faced with that possibility.
如果你知道没有明天，耶稣基督会像他所说的那样要再来，那你该如何生活呢？我们上周的信息呢是有如何在混乱中能够克服诱惑，为神而活的信息。帮助我思考，就基督徒在面对这种可能性的时候该如何应对呢？
So I'm not saying that the world is ending, but nowadays it does sometimes feel that way. So let's say that it was true and there was going to be no tomorrow. How should that impact the way that Christians live their lives right now today?
我并不是说那个世界末日就来了，而是说虽然哈，我们现在感觉好像真的世界末日随时都会到的那样，那么我们假设一下哈，如果这个假设是真的，没有明天，那这会影响我们基督徒的生活方式吗？
In today's passage, Peter is addressing the church at a time when the world around them seemed to be falling apart due to political and military oppression. So the end of all things seemed to be near.So what was the church to do at a time like this?
在今天的经文当中呢，彼得向教会讲话，当时的这个社会环境呢，也好像是因为政治和军事这种压迫下呢，要分崩离析，好像要世界末日似的。
I sense that is a question that many people are asking themselves today when facing the temptation to despair, thinking about the news and events that are...beyond our control and are in God's hands. So what does a Christian do at a time when the gospel and all that it stands for is attacked? How can we make today count?
那就是在这万物末日似乎要接近的时候，在这样的时刻，教会该如何应对呢？我感觉今天有许多人就是在面对这个绝望的时候呢，都会问自己这样一个问题，就是当我们觉得那些周围的事情我们无法控制，然而这个一切的控制其实是在神的手中。当我们面对这样的事件的时候，那当福音以及福音所代表的一切遭到攻击的时候，那基督徒该如何应对呢？我们该如何让今天变得更有意义呢？
That brings us to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7-11, in which Peter gives instructions to these persecuted churches for what they should be doing as the end of all things is near. So the first instruction he gives is refocus your prayer. The second instruction is to deepen your love. And the third instruction is to serve your church. All right, so refocus your prayer, deepen your love, and serve your church.
所以这就引出了彼得前书四章七到十一节。彼得呢，在这个地方指出，作为受逼迫的教会，在万物这个末日临近的时候，该做些什么？他给出的第一个指示就是要重新聚焦、注重祷告。第二个指示就是要更加的深层的爱。第三个指示就是服侍他们的教会。
So let's get to the first instruction, which is refocus your prayer.
那我们现在来看彼得所指出的第一条，重新聚焦与祷告。
In verse 7, Peter says, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. He could have started with a number of different commands at the prospect of the end of all things, but his number one priority is to pray.
那在这个第七节中呢，彼得说，万物的结局近了，所以你们务要警醒，谨守，常常祷告。面对万物的结局呢，他本来可以发出很多这个不同的命令，但是呢，他指出首要的任务就是祷告。
It shouldn't be a surprise that prayer would take the lead because that is how we can directly communicate with God by the power of the Holy Spirit. It serves as a lifeline for our faith.
祷告占主导地位呢，并不是令人就是出人意外的事情。因为祷告是我们借着圣灵的能力直接与神沟通的一个方式，它是我们信仰的生命线。
Through prayer, in conjunction with God's written word, we can experience transformation, renewal, and growth in maturity as a Christian as we walk in God's wisdom through life.
通过祷告以及结合神赐给我们的话，我们可以在经历转变。更新，并在基督徒的成长成熟中，能够在每日的生活当中活在神的智慧中。
Prayer is an opportunity to experience God's faithfulness with thanksgiving when we make our needs known to Him, and He answers and provides what we need when we need it. Prayer can turn discomfort into thanksgiving, worry into peace, and sorrow into joy.
当我们向神倾诉我们的需求时，神会回应并供给我们的需求。这是一个以感恩之心来体验神的信实的一个机会。那祷告也可以将不适应不好的行为不好的环境，通过感恩化忧虑为平安，化悲伤为喜乐。
That is why when the church is facing suffering for its faithfulness to speaking and living out the gospel, Peter reminds them that the suffering won't last forever, time is short, and Christ will eventually return soon, and the first and foremost thing we should do to prepare is pray.
所以当这个教会面对经历苦难的时候呢，彼得提醒他们要忠于传讲的真理，并且活出福音，因为我们所面临的苦难呢，不会永远的持续下去，而且时间非常的紧迫，基督终将再来，而我们首要的任务呢，就是祷告。
But Peter draws attention to the quality of their prayer. The state of the heart and mind matters, and he tries to help them refocus their prayers by instructing them to be alert and of sober mind.Depending on the English translation, you might see self-controlled and sober-minded.
而且就是彼得呢，还提醒我们要注重祷告的质量，因为我们的属灵和思想的状态呢是非常重要的。他尽量的想帮助我们重新的聚焦于祷告，教导他们要保持警醒和清醒。然后也有不同的这个英文的翻译，也可以把这个警醒翻成的自制， 以及清醒，就是是一个清醒的状态。
To be self-controlled and sober-minded is to be of sound mind and free from mental and spiritual drunkenness. So when you're intoxicated, you can lose your grip on reality and as a result, lose control of yourself. When you drink or are drunk, there can be memory loss and you forget God's omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence.
那个警醒和清醒呢，是指这种心智健全，并且摆脱了这个精神以及属灵的这种喝醉的状态。当你醉酒的时候呢，你可能会失去对所处现实的掌控，而且也会失去就是自我控制。当你醉酒的时候呢，你可能还会就是失去部分的记忆。你会忘记神是全能、全知和无所不在的。
It is interesting that the first word here, be alert, in the original Greek language, appears a couple of times in the Gospels and is used to describe the man after he had demons cast out of him. The second word, sober mind, in the original Greek, appears a few times in Peter's letters associated with this idea of fortifying one's faith.
那比较有趣的一个观察呢，就是希腊原文中它这个第一个词警醒这个词呢，在福音书中出现过几次，都是来描述就是被鬼所附的人的鬼赶出去以后的那个情形。那希腊原文中第二个词就是这个清醒这个词呢，也在彼得书信中出现过几次。
In other words, at a time like this, when you are nearly at the end of your rope of what to do because the world has seemingly backed us into a corner by directly inflicting wounds on the church or leading the church to inflict wounds on itself, we need to pray in a focused and faith-fortifying manner, and this has to stem from trust and confidence in God.
就是换句话说呢，就是在这样的时刻，当你几乎就觉得是束手无策的一种状态，因为世界似乎直接的在伤害教会，或者引导教会伤害自己，将我们逼入了绝境。在这个时候呢，我们更加需要专注，并且坚固我们的信心，以这样专注的方式来祷告。这样的祷告呢，是源于对神的信靠。
See if you can relate to this. Have there been times when you pray that the object of your prayer seems to be more primary than the God who is receiving your prayer? I know this to be a very subtle example, but it's the only way I can think of to demonstrate this point.
我想问一下大家，看看你是否有这样的感受，就是当你祷告的时候。有没有这样的时刻，你祷告的时候呢，似乎你这个祷告的内容要被接受这个你祷告的神更重要的情形？我知道这是一个非常微妙的例子，但是我能够想到的呢，也就是用这一点来说明的一个，就是举一个例子来讲得更清楚一点。
It's the difference between please do this for me, God, and God, please do this for me. Please give me this, God, and God, please give me this. It might not seem like much, but if you are praying in Hebrew or Greek, the order of the words matters because they are reflective of the focus of your prayer.
一个简单的例子就是说，请为我做这件事，神啊，和神啊，请为我做这件事之间的区别，请赐给我这个神和神啊，请赐给我这个之间的区别，就看上去可能好像没什么区别，但是如果你要是用希伯来语或者希腊语祷告的时候呢，这个语言的顺序就非常的重要，因为它反映出了你祷告的重点。
If your prayer is focused as it should be, then God comes first and will set the tone and content for your prayer. If God does not come first in your prayer, then the other things will end up dictating how your prayer goes. One path can lead to peace and the building of faith, and the other can lead to anxiety and the weakening of it.
那就是说你这个祷告的专注点在哪里？如果神是居首位的，那么他就会为你的祷告定下了祷告的基调和内容。如果神在你的祷告中没有居首位，那么其他的事情就会最终决定了你祷告的走向。就一条路可以，前面的那条路就是以神为中心的祷告呢，会带来平安和这个建立信心。那另一条路则会导致焦虑和信心的这个消弱。
So how would you describe the quality of your prayer life?
那么你该如何描述你祷告生活的质量呢？
On the screen, I have projected a couple of charts from the infographic series regarding a study about people's prayer life involving 14,000 respondents conducted by the ESV study Bible publisher Crossway.
对，在屏幕上这个投影的呢，有几张图表，这些图表呢是一些统计数据的信息图表。这个统计系列呢是 ESV 通过这个研读百圣经出版商 Crossway 通过对14,000多名受访者进行的一项有关人们祷告生活的这个研究。
What they found was that a majority of people indicated that they would rate their prayer life at a 6 out of 10 or below.And that about 80% of people spend 20 minutes or less on prayer daily. However, what I found more interesting from this study was the barriers to prayer that they collected.
就是他们发现哈，大多数的人都表示哈，他们给自己的祷告生活呢是打6分，满分呢是10分啊，有些人很多人还打个6分或者更低。大约80%的人呢，每天的祷告时间不超过20分钟。然而，在这项研究中呢，我发现更有趣的一点呢，就是他们这个收集祷告的这个什么是阻碍你祷告的事情。
More than 50% of the respondents said that the biggest impediment to prayer in their life was distraction, followed by indifference and busyness.Which were tied at 15% each.
但是超过50%的受访者表示呢，他们生活祷告生活最大的障碍呢，就是不能够专心。其次呢，就是这种觉得无关紧要或者忙碌，各占15%。
When you're distracted from God, indifferent to Him, or too busy for Him, that is not being alert.And sober-minded, and you'd be hard-pressed to make today count with that kind of prayer life.
当你就是不能够专心而远离神的时候呢，你对他也觉得无关紧要，或者因这太忙而无法与他花时间的时候，你就没有能够警醒或者有清醒的头脑，你就很难通过这样的祷告生活，就是让你。
The only way to fix that is to lean on love. In any relationship where love is a centerpiece, the two parties will prioritize each other above all else.
这个解决这个问题的唯一的方式呢，就是要靠着爱，就是在任何以爱为中心的这个关系当中呢，双方。都会就是，如果是以爱为中心的双方，就都会把对方放在首位。
So, unfortunately, I don't have a picture of this. So, even though Sophia and I started out long distance, we would make it a point to take time to talk together on the phone or video chat every day, and we would average around 2.5 to 3 hours a day.
对，就是因为 Matthew 是和这个 Sophia 呢，他们一开始是异地恋的。所以他们每天呢都会抽时间打电话或者视频聊天， 这个平均每天花两个半到三个小时。
A good portion of that was dedicated to reading the daily Bible reading plan and praying together because we knew God needed to be the rock of our relationship. And despite distractions or busyness, when you love someone, you will put them first and make time for them.
其中很大的一部分时间呢，我们就是用于一起来每天的读经计划和一起来祷告，因为我们知道呢，神要成，我们需要让神成为我们之间关系的基石。即使我们会不能够专注或者忙碌，但是当你爱一个人的时候呢，你就会把他们放在你的首位，而且为他们腾出时间。
When you make an effort to refocus your prayer and spend more quality time with God, which could include going into retreat mode of listening to worship music.Meditating on scripture, by yourself, journaling, in preparation of prayer, that should rekindle your love for God.
就是当你努力重新这个调整你的生活的这个优先次序的时候呢，花更多的时间与神相处的时候，比如你有更多的这个退休会的模式，或者聆听敬拜音乐，或者读就是默想。默想神的话语，写日记，以及就是为祷告，做祷告准备等等，这些呢都会重新点燃你对神的爱。
If refocusing your prayer kindles your love, it should translate to the next point of deepening your love for others.
这就因为如果这个就带来了下面一句，就是对他。加深你对他人的爱。
In verses 8 to 9, Peter continues, Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
那然后彼得就在第八到九节里继续说到，最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪，要彼此款待。
That rekindled genuine love for God generated by refocused prayer should trickle down to our earthly relationships, resulting in genuine love for the people in our lives. And in the Greek word that's translated as deeply here in the English is an intense, devotional kind of love.
就是重新聚焦于祷告，能够激发我们对神的这个爱。那也这种爱呢，对神真正的爱会，就是满溢出来，渗透在我们与这世上与人的关系当中，最终也会转化为生活当中对其他人的这种切实的爱。那在这里的翻译呢，翻译成切实的爱，就是切实相爱。那在希腊词里面，这个词呢，是指一种很强烈的。
So when we love deeply, we are choosing to be committed to the good of one another according to the will of God, despite difficulty and disappointments that might arise in the church.
因此就是当我们切实相爱的时候呢，我们选择按照神的旨意来行，我们就是委身要为了彼此的益处。哪怕教会中可能会面临困难或者一些让人失望的事。
Maybe a shock to hear, but the church is comprised of sinners, and we may be redeemed, and our faith in Jesus Christ is counted as righteousness, but we still have to deal with sin on this side of life. For now.
也许听到这个消息，你觉得很震惊，因为教会呢，就是由这个罪人组成的哈。我们是得救的罪人，但是那我们在耶稣，因着我们对耶稣基督的信呢，我们是因信称义，但是我们仍然需要处理我们生命当中的罪。
There's always the possibility of mistakes and hurt entering the picture. The only reason we can trust that when these things happen, we will be able to get through it together on the other side is because of forgiveness.That stems from love, which covers over a multitude of sins.
就是 犯错和彼此伤害总是会要出现的。那我们之所以能够彼此信任呢，就是当发生误解和伤害的时候，我们能够携手度过难关。我们能够携手度过难关的唯一的原因，就是因为爱，就是宽恕，爱能遮掩许多的罪。
I want to draw your attention to the Old Testament, where Peter is quoting a verse in Proverbs. Here it says in Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrongs.
那我想请大家注意，彼得在这里其实是引用了旧约箴言中的一节经文，就是箴言10:12说，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
What the proverb is indicating here is that there are some people that seek to stir up conflict. They will highlight every wrong and will be critical of every mistake rather than build up. Rather than build up, hatred just wants to tear down.
那这一句箴言表明呢，有些人呢总是想要挑起争端，他们会强调每一个人做的过错，然后批评每一个错误，他们不只去制造仇恨，而是想要用这个仇恨摧毁一切。
As a contrast, love covers all wrongs. In other words, love chooses to forgive and move forward. As we see from these New Testament verses, love allows us to bear the burden of the other's sin through forgiveness.
那相反呢？爱却能遮掩一切的过犯。换句话说呢，就是爱就是选择宽恕啊，继续向前。正如我们在这些新约这个前面新约经文中所看到的，爱呢让我们通过宽恕来承担他人罪的重担。
1 Corinthians 13:4, abridged version. Love is patient, love is kind. ... is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs.
就像哥林多前书13:四节那里开始的，有关爱的描述，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，然后一直到不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Colossians 3:12-14, therefore as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.Bear with each other and forgive each one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
然后在那个哥罗西书3:12-14里这样说，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若你们中间有人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，使这一切完全联络在一起。
While some sins may be overlooked, others may require to be directly addressed, given the severity. But the manner in which it is addressed can also be a display of love, such as if it was done to correct and build someone up in faith, as compared to just making fun of them and tearing them down.
有些罪你可以就是忽略不计它，但有些罪却需要就直接赶快处理啊，因为罪的严重性呢，是需要直接处理的。处理的方式可以用能够体现爱的方式。比如与其是嘲笑或者贬低他人，不如去纠正他们，建立他们的信心。
This is the love that stems from Christ, whose sacrifice on the cross actually was meant to cover all of our sins. All we need to do to receive this grace of forgiveness is just to have faith in Him. It is this quality of love that Christ has shown us, which is what we are called to show others.
那这样的爱呢，是源于基督的，因为他在十字架上的牺牲，实际上就是要为了遮盖我们的罪。那我们只需要信靠他，就能够得到这个赦免的恩典。 基督向我们展现的正是这种爱的品质。那这也是我们蒙召的人要向他人所展现的。
However, some people see acting in love more responsibility than their identity. They know that they should be kind and compassionate and generous, but they don't really want to. This is why I'm grouping in verse 9 and verse 8.
但然而呢，有些人认为呢，爱在爱中行事呢是一种责任，而不是他们这种身份的认同。那他们知道，自己应该仁慈，应该富有同情心，应该慷慨大方，但是呢，他们却不愿意这样去做。这就是我为什么要把第九节和第八节放在一起讲的原因。
Hospitality with grumbling isn't really hospitality. Churches back then were mostly house churches, so people had to open up their homes. So if you had people who opened up their doors to you, but were cranky and always complaining, you're not going to feel welcome.
但是这个带着这个抱怨的款待呢，并不是真正的款待。就是当时教会呢，大多都是这种家庭教会，所以人们就不得不敞开自己的家，在家里敬拜，在家里聚会。你想象一下，如果你遇到这样的人，他打开他家的门，他却用这种暴脾气或者抱怨来接待你，让你感觉到你在这里不受欢迎。
The same is the case today. If a newcomer visits our church, but no one tries to say hello, and everyone instead just stares at him or her and talks about our visitor, there's no love felt, and people are going to wonder, what kind of church is this?
那今天也是如此。比如说，如果有一个新人来到我们教会，如果我们不是主动向前去与人打招呼，而是只是在远处的看着他们，或者来彼此来谈论我们的访客，那来的人就不会感受到我们的爱，他们也会觉得我们到底是一个什么样的教会呢？
After all, in John chapter 13, verse 35, it says, By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
正如在这个约翰福音13:35所说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Our hospitality, which is a manifestation of our love, is how Jesus can be seen in our lives. But there's another way as disciples, we are all called to make today count.
那就是我们就热情好客，就是慷慨，接待他人呢，能够彰显出我们的爱，也能够彰显出耶稣基督在我们生命中。那作为门徒呢，我们蒙召的见证呢，也是让今天变得有意义。
This leads us to the third instruction: serve your church.
那就到了第三点，就是服侍你的教会。
Peter goes on to say in verse 10, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
那彼得呢，就在第十节继续讲到，说个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
When you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, not only are you forgiven for your sin and made right with God, but you become a member of God's kingdom. You become a value contributor to that heavenly community.
那就是当你相信耶稣基督是你，就是接受，相信耶稣基督，接受他做你的救主时，你不仅罪得赦免，与神和好，而且你成为了神国度里的一员，你成为这个天上这个社区一个很宝贵的贡献者。
In 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4-11, it says, there are different kinds, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines.
圣灵显在个人身上叫人得益处，这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也为蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语，又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐，又有一人能行异能，又有一人能做先知，又有一人能辨别诸灵，又有一人能说方言，又有一人能翻方言。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you are given gifts to allow you to serve this church community, to help build it up, and to advance the mission given to it by Jesus of making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你被赐予各样的恩赐，使你能够服侍这个教会团体，一起同心来建立它，并且进入耶稣基督所赋予他的使命，那就是十万名做基督的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
There are different stories of people in the Old and New Testament contributing to the church in service in a variety of ways, based on their giftings, and those stories still continue today. As you can see from this slide, serving in the church matters as indicated by so many different churches.
就在新约中记载了神赐给人各样的恩赐，然后人们呢用各样的恩赐在教会中服侍，并且做出贡献的这种故事。这样的故事呢，至今仍在延续。就像你现在在这个幻灯片中所看到的，在教会服侍呢有很重大的意义，而且也就是就像这个所能看到的。
In one of those pictures, you have traffic control. We're not quite there yet, but we know we have someone who's very capable of that.
就像那个有些教会有这个指挥交通的，我们现在可能还不需要，但是很快可能就会需要了。我们知道可能有人还也挺有这方面的恩赐的。
You don't have to have an official title to serve the church. There are roles to play in church aside from deacon and elder. You can have an administrative role if you find you're skilled in that area. You can have a musical role if God has talented you with worship capabilities.
就是服侍教会呢，你不一定要拥有一个正式的头衔，除了就是教会的长老执事之外，教会还有其他的服侍的角色，你可以参与，比如说如果你擅长行政管理的话，那你就可以担任一些行政方面的职务。如果神赐给你在敬拜方面有恩赐的话呢，那你也可以担任音乐侍奉方面的职务。
You can try your hand at ushering if you have a heart for newcomers and making people feel welcomed. If you got a teacher in you and know how to handle kids, maybe kids' Sunday school is a consideration. We will never turn away anyone who's a great cook and able to mass produce a dish.
新人打交道的话呢，你可以加入这个招待的队伍。如果呢你觉得你里面住着一个老师的话呢，你也知道如何和孩子相处，那就你也可以考虑参加儿童主日学的服饰。我们是绝对不拒绝任何这种大厨，那些厨艺精湛，能够生产大量食物的人，我们都欢迎在午餐方面的服饰。
We all have the capacity to offer God our time, talents, and treasure. While yes, money is very important, as we see from this passage, time and talents put to God's use, which is good use, is what really makes today count.
就是, 我们呢都有能力，都可以将我们的时间啊、才干啊、和财富奉献给神啊、当然虽然金钱是重要的，但是正如我们在今天这个经文中所看到的，将时间才干都拿来让神来使用，才就会让我们今天过得有意义。
Not only is the kingdom better for it when people use their God-given spiritual gifts to show how much they love God and His people, but God is better for it in that it shines His light for all to see.
就是当人们用神所赐给他的各样属灵恩赐来表达他们对神以及神子民的爱的时候呢，不仅让神的国度因此变得更加美好，而且也让神的国度里的人也变得益处，而且让神的这个光呢照到所有的人。
Here I have a picture of a single beam of white light being split into different rays of light. Why is that there?
这个呢是一个图，就是一束光经过了这个折射镜以后呢有不同的这种颜色的光，为什么会有这样的效果呢？
The Greek word in this text that's being translated as various can also mean many colored, like a rainbow. The interesting thing about a regular beam of white light is that with the right medium, it can split into different colors.
就是希腊语中呢，把这个词翻译成各种各样。也实际上也可以翻译成五彩缤纷啊、就像彩虹一样。这个普通的白光的有趣之处就是通过一个合适的介质以后呢，它可以被分成不同的颜色。
However, if you think about it in reverse, when you combine the different colors, you get that one beam of light shining. So through the Holy Spirit, we are all given different gifts.To project God's light in various forms, but when we are all combined, we reflect the one light that shines.
这样呢，如果你反过来想，就是当我们把不同的颜色的光，组合在一起的时候呢，就会得到那一束这个闪耀的这个光线。也通过圣灵呢，我们将神所赐给我们的不同的这个恩赐。以不同的形式投射出来成为神的光。那当我们全部团结在一起合在一起的时候呢，就会发出这个神这个同样一样的光芒。
I'll conclude with this.
让我们来结束。
In verse 11, Peter says, If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
就在彼得，彼得在第十一节这样说：若有讲道的，要按着神的圣灵讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。愿荣耀全能归给他。
Do everything for the glory of God, because anything we do for ourselves is temporary, but everything we do for God is eternal. So while this world may eventually end, all those who have faith in Jesus Christ will not. So if you really want to make today count, don't live just for today, but live it for all eternity.Live life for Jesus.
所以凡事都要为神的荣耀而行，就是因为我们所做的一切呢都是暂时的，因为我们为神所做的一切呢才是永恒的，而且这个世界终将是会终结的。然而所有信靠耶稣基督的人呢是不会终结的，所以如果你真的想让今天过得有意义的话，那就不要只为今天而活，而要为永恒而活，为耶稣而活。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, We thank you for this message and the opportunity to make today count for all eternity. With the end near, we don't know what the future holds, but we can make a difference here in the present. Help us make a difference now by making a decision to commit ourselves wholly to you in faith by refocusing our prayers, deepening our love for one another, and serving your church.
求你帮助我们改变现状，我们现在就决定全然信靠你，我们重新调整，专注于祷告，加深彼此切实相爱，并服侍你的教会。
Though we may feel fear of failing, give us the assurance of your love and knowing that it is not by our will or power this is done, but by yours.
虽然我们可能会害怕失败，但求你让我们明确地知道你对我们的爱，并让我们知道我们这一切并非出于我们自己的意志或者力量，而是出于你的恩典。
We give you all the glory you deserve.
我们将你配得的一切荣耀都归给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, 感谢神的话语，我们一起来唱首诗歌。Yeah. Let's just stand up with me and we sing a song to respond.
said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will be here. Until I share the joy in your soul. To this I hope.
Upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. After lunch, we have a general assembly meeting. So if you not rush out, please stay with us, have lunch, and join the meeting. Okay? 我们午餐后有那个会有大会哈，很简单，不会很长，就简单这么向教会向大家报告一下教会的情形，我们的财政神怎么祝福我们。好，欢迎大家留下来吃饭，开会。